What's good? This is Marcus, and I'm super excited to announce Chai Tea Vibes Lo-Fi Radio. This is a 24/7 lo-fi radio stream. We're going to be adding new vibes to this channel all the time. Whether you're studying, going on a long trip, cleaning, or just looking for something to set the mood, instead of going to Lo-Fi Girl, why don't you check out Chai Tea Vibes Lo-Fi Radio today? Let's lock in.
What's good, everybody? This is Marcus from Black Mary Debt Free, and you are checking out our Quick Cast. Let's get it.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, Black Mary Debt Free, and
I'm very happy to be here.
Yes, I am very happy to be on today's podcast with you. This is the midweek dose of the Black Mary Debt Free podcast, where I, Marcus, one half of Black Mary Debt Free, get to come on and talk about anything I want to talk about. And I want to put an emphasis on anything. Shout out to everyone who's been leaving us 5-star reviews. If you haven't yet, shame on you. Please do us a huge favor and leave us a 5-star review. But we got a review. Somebody gave us 5 stars. Thank you very much. But they said they want a little more detail on things during the quick cast. And, you know, I appreciate the feedback. But again, I get to talk about whatever I want to on these quick casts. And I get to talk about those things as long and as short as I want to, as these are indeed quick casts. So just want to make that clear. Appreciate the feedback. I'm going to try to be more detailed, but these are a shorter version of our podcast. For the full version of our weekly podcast, check us out every Sunday. We have a lot of more. We have a lot more meat on the bone for those podcasts, I guess I'll say. But these are just kind of me chronicling things that are going on in the economy, in pop culture, anything. So for today, I want to talk about the meeting and the announcement from the Fed, from the Fed chair, our friend Jerome Powell. He announced what the Fed planned to do if they're going to raise the interest rates, again. And yes, they did. They raised them again, 0.25%, which really took us to the highest amount that the Fed has raised since 2007. So if we're adding all of the rate increases from last year going to this year, this period of time that they've been just kind of raising the rates, which now they're at 4.75%. That's the highest margin that they've raised the rate since 2007. And 0.25 is a lot less than 0.75, which is what we saw for a lot of last year. So there's some optimism there. He seemed optimistic as to how this is working to bring inflation down. Inflation hit 6.5 in December. So it's showing that it's tickering down. So I think that his mentality is we're not going to stop because it's working, right? Maybe we'll ease it a little bit, but we're going to continue to use the interest as a tool to bring inflation down, because that's the Fed's ultimate goal. So this article in Yahoo kind of breaks it down a little bit. It says, while inflation pressures have started easing, the Fed's work isn't done. According to Greg McBride, the CFA bank rate chief financial analyst, interest rates are moving higher and may stay there. So that's that. We know interest rate is affecting mortgages. It's affecting your interest on your credit cards, anything that's adjustable. You're going to see the effects of rising inflation. So it says, besides raising interest rates, the Fed has also been selling off huge chunks of its bond portfolio as the fund runs off its balance sheet. The move helps drain liquidity from the financial system in an effort to slow inflation. So they're selling off bonds as another tool to slow inflation. It goes on to say, at about 3.5%, the 10-year Treasury note is now well below its 52-week high of 4.33%, which was hit just in October. The move lower in that yield, even as the Fed continues to raise short-term rates, suggests that investors are prepared for a recession in the near term. Oh, yeah. We definitely ready for the recession. Shoot, I think we've been in the recession, but that's just me. But we're going to talk about what this affects. Like I said, we're going to talk about winners and losers. Okay? We're going to talk about how the rising interest rate affects our everyday life, right? Because that's what's important. That's why I chronicled this thing. It's not because this stuff is so interesting, because it's not. But how does this affect you? And so we're going to talk about this. The number one way it affects you is savings accounts and CDs. CDs are a savings account that, you know, when you put your money in, it has a season for a period of time before you can withdraw it penalty free. And they in turn promise you some type of, you know, interest that will accrue. Now, the interest is very minimal, but that's kind of the trade off. You leave it here, leave your parking money here for a certain amount of time, and we'll give you X amount of interest on the money when it seasons. So savings accounts and CD accounts. Rising interest rates means that banks will offer rising returns on their savings and money markets. But the speed which with they do this will vary from bank to bank. The combination of rising interest rates and easing inflation is the best of both worlds for savers. The top yielding savings account, money market accounts, and CDs are well over 4%, and most are still rising. So historically, these accounts are anywhere from 2 to 3%, but right now they're yielding 4% because inflation, you know, is high. You need a higher return to counteract how high inflation is, right? So if what I'm spending money on is higher, then I need my interest to be a little higher just to compete with that. So that's a positive to everything that's going on with the rising interest rates. This says, consider locking in long-term CDs as the yields on multi-year maturations are peaking. Yields on short-term CDs, savings accounts, and money market accounts have a bit more room to run. So that's something to look into. Definitely something to look into. Number two, this is the second way you're being affected. Our everyday lives are being affected with what the Fed is doing. Mortgages. We've talked about this a lot, but mortgages are affected. The article says mortgage rates remain well above where they were a year ago, and this, following the rapid rise in housing prices over the past couple of years, has created a double whammy for potential buyers. Home prices are more expensive, and the financing is much pricier. The cost of money, right? Resulting in a slowdown of the housing market. The cost of a home equity line of credit, which is something me and Shira used to fund our real estate portfolio, will be ratcheting higher since HELOCs adjust relatively quickly to changes in the federal funds rate. So your interest rates for borrowing money against your home through a home equity line of credit, they're high, much higher now, because those rates change and fluctuate a lot based on what the Fed does. So that's something to think about. Those are definitely ways that I've seen a lot of institutions that are moving away from the home equity line of credit and just going to the cash out refi model. Like, if you want to borrow money on your home, take this check in full, as opposed to the line of credit. So yeah, that is unfortunate, because that is a really great tool to use. And to me, the home equity line of credit is just a better tool than just getting a check you know, and the payment clock starting immediately when you get that check. So something to consider. And another way that we are being affected by the Fed is through the stock market. The stock market soared as long as the Fed kept rates at near zero for an extended period of time. Low rates were beneficial for stocks, making them look like a more attractive investment in comparison to rates on bonds and fixed income investments such as CDs. Remember, we talked about the CDs, those fixed income investments where you park your money here for this time, and when you're done, you're guaranteed to get this much in interest. Well, when the interest rates were low, the stock market looked like the better play, right? We had a lot of investors in 2020 and 2021 when interest rates were extremely low. People were dumping money in the stock market. That's when everybody became a stock market guru and could tell you where to put your money, because literally you could put your money anywhere and it was lit, right? So we had a lot of would-be stock market gurus sprouting up during that time. Well, now bonds and CDs are looking more attractive to would-be investors. And so, you know, that definitely has an effect on the market, on the stock market. So that's definitely something to look at. Another way that the Fed interest rate hikes are affecting us in our everyday life is, I've said it before, borrowing money costs more. If you're an existing borrower and don't need to tap the market for money, say you've locked in a 30-year, you know, mortgage, you're in good shape. But everyone who's looking to access new credit is getting squeezed, this article says. Whether that's credit cards, student loans, personal loans, auto loans, your rates are higher now. The average interest rate on a personal loan is 10.6%. as of January 25th, according to a bank rate study. However, borrowers with better credit may still be able to access a lower rate, right? So in 2021, the average rate for a personal loan was 9.35% when the Fed funds rate was near zero. Besides these new borrowers, however, anyone with any kind of floating rate, right, any adjustable rate, any adjustable debt is also feeling the sting of higher interest rates. Credit cards, for instance, many variable rate credit cards change the rate they charge customers based on the prime rate, which is closely related to the federal funds rate. The Fed's decision means that interest on variable rate cards will move higher now. Rates on cards are already at a multi-decade high and still rising. So this is why it's important to not rely on credit cards, right? This is why what me and Shire have been preaching from day one, debt freedom is very important. It's your best tool, your best hedge against inflation, because you're not having to deal with these adjustable rate mortgages. And most credit cards have adjustable rates. A lot of people have adjustable rate mortgages, but we kind of preach against those things because for instances like this. So what's the bottom line, y'all? The bottom line is inflation has been running hot over the last couple of years, and the Fed is aggressively raising interest rates to combat it. So plan carefully for how to take advantage. For example, by being more discriminating when it comes to shopping for rates on savings accounts or CDs, right? Like we mentioned that earlier. Try to get the highest rate you can. If you're going to park your money somewhere, if you're going to do the bond thing, if you're going to do the CD thing, certificate of deposit, you want someone that's going to get you the highest rate possible. That's something to look at. Also, limiting expenses, right? This isn't the time for big purchases. Staying away from borrowing money, because you're going to be borrowing at a higher rate. If you don't have to borrow money for more in way of mortgage or in way of credit card or in, you know, student loan, anything, don't, right? Wait, play this thing out. let's see where this thing goes, because there is a pivot that the Fed will do when they will begin to drop the interest rates. So maybe wait for that. When it comes to the stock market, hey, keep an eye on the market. Might want to go the bond route now. Or there might be some opportunities for you to still invest in the stock market. Me and Shire, we don't do the bond thing. I'm going to just be honest with you. We're still 100% stock. That's my philosophy. That's always going to be my philosophy, because I just think it has more earning potential for me. You know, the bonds is something that's a little more safe, secure, but I'm still young and I still want to be very aggressive with the way I invest. So I use the stock market. But to each his own. So yeah, those are just some things to think about, you all, while we're going through this process. Just buckle your seatbelts, you know, buckle your seatbelts and control what you can control. I've said that on many pods. We got to control what we can control. Some things are just out of our, you know, scope of control. So that's something to consider. Man, I hope you guys got something out of this podcast. I hope I was able to shed some light on exactly what the Fed is doing and what that means for us in our everyday life. If you enjoyed this podcast, do us a huge favor and leave us a 5-star review. Okay? Leave us a 5-star review. We totally appreciate when you all do that. It means so much to us and to the algorithm. And you guys, we are literally, let's check right now. Let's see how close we are to 1 million downloads. Because when we do 1 million downloads, man, we're going to do something big, y'all. We're going to do a giveaway. We're going to do something. We're going to do something for sure, man. Let's see here. Okay, well, things acting up, so I can't go in to see my numbers. But we are really close to 1 million downloads nonetheless. So keep streaming, guys. Keep downloading this pod, man. We really appreciate it. We're excited for what you guys are doing, man. You guys are running this pod up, and we love it, man. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to holler at y'all on the next episode. Peace.